listen, think, learn, grow. Listen, think, learn, grow. Live, 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 live.
This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Hello and welcome to those, to the, boy, I botched that one up, huh? I've got somebody sitting across from me tonight. Let's start over. Hello and welcome to the Spirit of Life program for Wednesday. What is it? November 7th, 2018. I'm Dr. Doug Kelly here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening. Glad to be here tonight.
And Michael Kelly here with us as well, who's actually sitting across from me. Not used to that.
Good evening, everyone. Always happy to be here.
The Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit as well as to explore science and spirituality. I'd like to read our abbreviated principles of belief. There are 9 of them. The first one is, do no harm, do right. Number 2, we believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. Number 3, we believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. 4, we are all equal, one planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. Number 5, we recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. 6, we are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives death of the physical body. 7, self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will create self-completeness. 8, metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. And 9, expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence. And if you'd like to read the expanded version of these 9 principles of belief, please visit our website at metaphysicalhumanism.org. So again, we welcome all those joining us live tonight, as well as those listening to the archives. We appreciate your time. And tonight, our topic is a good one, paying it forward, but we're going to focus on in your own unique way or ways. Now, we've talked about paying it forward many times on this program, and frankly, it's one of our sacred obligations. And if you're looking at this, if you're on the live broadcast page, if you scroll down a little bit, you'll see our sacred obligations there. And number 4 is pay it forward. And this is the work that metaphysical humanists do. We pay it forward, and we look for ways to pay it forward. You know, the other religions have different things that they do, right? You know, you've got many of them that proselytize and try to convert and all that stuff. That's not what, necessarily what we do. We pay it forward. That's our work. That's what we try to do on a daily basis. And it's something that comes so natural for most of you listening to this. And, of course, the challenge is always to step it up a notch if you can and look for new ways to pay it forward. And there are a gazillion ways to pay it forward, small to large. And the idea is you do it within your means, whatever you can do to help lighten the load for somebody else, because that's the point. If everybody was just paying it forward, it would lighten the load for everybody. And, of course, if you're new to the concept, most people understand what paying it forward means. But if you're new to the concept, it simply means you do something nice for somebody without expecting any return. And often they're not even aware of who did it. And, you know, but that's not mandatory, you know, to be anonymous, because sometimes you can't get around it if you're going to help somebody, you know, somebody on the street or what, whoever it is, a relative, a friend, whoever, whatever. And there are so many different ways. And so the challenge tonight is to think more deeply about this concept of paying it forward. You know, it's also been described as random acts of kindness. And it all goes back to the, you know, to the adage, be nice, be kind, and try to lighten the load of others when you can, and to the, and in ways that you can. And so as we discuss this tonight, think about how you, with your own unique set of gifts and talents and abilities, what ways can you pay it forward? Now, and so that's going to be the challenge. Keep, ponder that as we discuss that. Now, I just want to put a caveat in here. When we talk about paying it forward, we're not talking about being codependent. Codependence basically is doing things for other people that they could and should do for themselves. Now, let me explore that a little bit, because it's important to have a good understanding of that concept. Never do things for another person. I'm talking adults here. Don't do things for other adults that they could and should do for themselves. And sometimes that applies to kids too. You know, like kids should keep their rooms clean, right? And so we want to teach them to do that. But let's focus on the adult aspect of it. Never do things for another person that they could and should do for themselves. Now, there's reasons for this. There's very healthy reasons for not wanting to do that. And the idea behind it is that if people are able to do something for themselves, they should, because that's just healthy. And when we do things for other adults that they could and should do for themselves, we are essentially assuming responsibility for them. And we don't have the right, the moral right, to assume responsibility for another adult. They're walking their own path, and they're an adult. And so if they could and should do it for themselves, then we need to let them. Now, this doesn't mean we can't do a nice, and it doesn't mean we can't pay it forward on occasion. You know, it's not a rigid thing. It's just that if we have a tendency to be codependent, we want to just keep that in mind. Now, let's explore the difference. They could, it's could and should. Sometimes people can do something for themselves and should do for something for themselves, so we let them. Sometimes people should do something for themselves, but they're not in a position to. In that case, yeah, let's pay it forward. You know, so you'll have to use your own good judgment on that. That the idea behind this is we don't want to enable poor behavior in other adults. And of course, codependence comes into play a lot with addictive relationships or alcoholism, alcoholic relationships, things like that, where the codependent person ends up doing the bulk of the work while the addict or the alcoholic doesn't. And often the codependent will assume responsibility for the addict or alcoholic getting better. And it's not their job. It's not the codependent's job to help them get better. It's their job to help them get better. So with this whole context or concept of paying it forward, it's okay to do a nice. Just be aware that you don't want to do things for other adults that they could and should do for themselves. And the idea is to not make a practice of it, especially with a specific person. We want to let adults toe the line. We want to let adults do their thing and be responsible for doing their thing. So hopefully that makes some sense. So let's get back on to paying it forward in your own unique way. What are your gifts? What are your talents? What are your abilities? What are your resources that you could share? Those are things to ponder. Obviously, one of the ways that we pay it forward here is one of the ways, and there's many, one of them is to do this radio program. That's our goal, is to try to pay it forward. There's tons upon tons of life skills and nuggets and healthy concepts that are discussed in this program every week. And it's beyond me why we don't have a gazillion people tuning into it, but that's a whole different story. The point is that it helps people to understand healthy thinking, healthy relationships, healthy self-concepts. Those are all good things. On occasion, I hear from students, and we've talked about in past episodes, we've read experiences where students have paid it forward in great ways. You know, there's some professions, for example, where the students will pay it forward just by nature of the profession. One of those is teaching. You know, teachers, they pay it forward in many, many ways other than just teaching. I know that teachers foot a lot of the bill for school supplies and different things that the students need. And it's unfortunate that we spend trillions of dollars on weapons of war and tribal warfare, and we don't spend the amount of money we need for educational purposes, because education's where it's at. Education will make the world better, not tribal warfare. But at any rate, so teaching is a great way to pay it forward. I have a couple of experiences that I want to share with you. I'm not going to read anything, but these are fairly recent. One came just today from one of our students in South Africa, and she coaches young kids, probably around 8 years old, 8, 9, 10, somewhere in there. And she coaches them in gymnastics. And she wrote to me today thanking me for the program she had just gone through, or is in the middle of. I think she's either just done or in the middle of going through course M3, which is on metaphysical psychology. And in that course, I describe my 14 traits of human nature that everybody should know. And basically, one of them is helping people to understand why they're doing something and the law of control and just a bunch of different things. Well, she related an experience where she had two boys. They were around the 8-year-old mark. One was a bully and the other one was, you know, as she put it, Captain Negative. He just had a negative attitude about everything. And she had worked with him and just wasn't getting anywhere. And she just went through the 14 traits of human nature and started applying those to those two, and they came around very nicely, and so she was thanking me for that, because those concepts that we teach in our schools are helping children. Now, that is important to me. That's very important to me, because if you think about it, the life skills that we teach our students and that we talk about on this program are being communicated to the students' children or grandchildren, and then they grow up with these healthy concepts, and then they teach them to their children. That's a wonderful thing. That's paying it forward in a great way. Another example of a student just recently, she talked about, she's got teenagers and she's in Norway, and they talk about different things she's learning. And so, and paying it forward was part of it. And anyway, the gist of the story was is that she's teaching her children this stuff, and they're taking it to school and using it. She related an experience where there was a new girl that had come to the school, and one of her son's schoolmates took it upon herself to go and introduce herself to this new female student and show her the school and kind of, you know, help her out a little bit. And that really impressed him. And they discussed this in the light of paying it forward, the concepts that our student was learning. And so I think it was the next day or two, a new male student came to their school. And so her son took it upon himself to go and introduce himself and kind of take him around and show him everything and take him under his wing. And that new student was just checking out the school for a day. He hadn't even, you know, they hadn't even decided to send him there, but he wanted to see what the school was like. Well, as a result of our student's son taking the reins or helping this other student, new student, with his, you know, showing him around, taking him under his wing, that student stayed at that school, and she told in her writing, my student said that her son's friend, now our best friends, and that he had been out of school for 9 months because he had been bullied at the other schools, but he found a good home with the school, and all because her son took an interest in him. I hope that was clear. I know it was kind of confusing, but the point is that that I'm trying to make is that the children are learning these concepts, and that's important because then they grow up and they pass them on to their children, and what we're doing here is affecting generations. That's great. That's incredible. So that's the things that I do, you know, and there's more. I do a lot of other things too, but these are some of the things that I can do because of what I do. What do you do? You know, what type of career or work or whatever do you do that helps people, that helps lighten the load just a little bit, and especially children? Anybody have any comments?
Well, I think sometimes it's even an attitude. You know,
I would like to say.
You know, it's some people have those. You've talked about Tracy, how she's that positive kind of influence and energy. Mm-hmm. And that's infectious. And that's a kind of, if that's what you have, then that's giving it forward. You know, despite what's going on around or in the world, it's remaining positive. Checkout counter at the store, whether it's buying something in another store or... I know, it's a funny thing, my grandkids and I were out for supper a few weeks ago, we were talking about the waitress, and my granddaughter, who's not 11, she looked up at the waitress and said, you know, we were talking about you, and you are just the best server we've ever had. Now, and she said, oh, thank you, I haven't been at this job very long, I'm kind of still new. And to think that that gesture of kindness, just randomly, how that's going to influence this young girl at her place of work in a new job, and because you're going to get a lot of bad ones too, right? But she'll hang on to that one good one. So I think sometimes it's just attitude, and you know, showing a kindness that's by a gesture, not necessarily that you have to do anything.
Great points, Michael. Any comments?
Well, I think one of the great points about the idea of paying it forward is that we're building a better world, and we're creating the world that we want to live in, one kind action at a time. It doesn't have to be anything big and dramatic and flashy. It's just those random acts of kindness and paying it forward, and those moments that build upon each other. And over time, that's going to bring us the world that we all want to live in. I think that's... really good point.
Great points. And so, you know, I mean, we could certainly talk for a long time on this concept of paying it forward, but I don't know that we need to. It's just something that I'm bringing out onto the table. You know, in what ways can we help this world? You know, in recent years, huge groan, huge sigh, we have been upfront, close, and personal with derogatory remarks made by high profile people in government and elsewhere, almost seemingly making it okay to talk mean to other people or put other people down, to denigrate other people. And that's not okay. It's not, absolutely not okay. It's not okay to be mean to other people. It's okay to of course protect your boundaries in an assertive manner, but it's not okay to be mean to other people, because that is an aggressive nature. And by aggressive, basically the nature of aggressiveness is I win, you lose. So if I was to speak in a bad way or a mean way to somebody, I'm winning, they're losing, I'm putting them down. And that's not okay. That's aggressive. We have way too much aggression going on. So and I know that many of you know this, and probably a lot of you, if not all of you, have been discouraged by this, by what you've seen in the news and all this. Don't be discouraged. Understand that that's their vibrational level, and it's a low vibration. It's not enlightened. It is not healthy. And the very fact that you're disturbed by it says a lot about you. You should be disturbed by it, but it's not the way of the world. It's not everybody. You know, not everybody is that way. you know, there are a lot of people that are not very nice, but there's also a lot of people that don't mean to be mean. They don't intend to be unkind. They just don't think, or they're sometimes thoughtless or just not very courteous. They just don't think. They're unaware. They lack awareness. We've talked about that a lot of times too. I personally believe that the majority of people on this planet do not intend to be mean and unkind and hurt other people. They don't lay awake at night dreaming up new ideas to hurt others. I do think that a big majority of the people are unaware, or they lack awareness. They just don't have the training. They don't have the spiritual growth. They don't have they haven't figured it out yet. It doesn't mean that they intend to be mean. They just end up, that can happen. And so that's one of the points of this program, is to try to increase and raise awareness. Help people to understand that there are ways. Nobody is more deserving of your best behavior than you are. Nobody. And so even when somebody's being mean to you, you don't have to reply in kind. You know, I've talked about don't catch the ball many times. We teach that in our program. You know, it's like somebody tossing a ball at you, and when they do, we instinctively catch it because that's just what we do. Well, the same thing can be said of mean, you know, hurtful words. Somebody says something hurtful to you or does something mean to you. It's like throwing a ball at you. And a lot of times we instinctively catch it, and then we turn around, we fire it right back at them. The idea here is to let the ball bounce off, because as an assertive person, you are not required to even reply to it. You know, if you want to, that's up to you, but of course in an assertive way. But just let the ball bounce off. Just let it bounce off. And there's a very good reason why you don't catch the ball. And that reason is because you don't have to. But I have to catch it. Somebody threw a ball at me. I have to catch it. No, you don't. Don't catch the ball. Why? Because you don't have to. You do not have to reply or respond to everybody that demands one of you. That's assertiveness. You know, you can say, you know what, I will reply to you, but not right now. Another time, or in an hour, or whatever it is. And that way you gather your thoughts, and then you can address it calmly and in a more healthy manner.
You know, if I can inject a couple of things that comes to mind while you're talking is, you know, walking away and thinking about it before you react, then you're actually gathering yourself to respond in a healthier way. But one of the things I talk about in the metaphysical parenting is the sense, feel, think, and do. And I really think for a lot of people there's a spiritual disconnect, which is like our intuition and our sensory perception, our insightfulness. We're so protective of ourselves and what we have that we're not sensing things in necessarily a healthy manner. Somebody who's really self-complete knows who they are. Yeah, we can get ticked off from time to time, but we don't take things, as they say, personally. You see? And the less emotional you are, the better your intuition and your sensory perceptions work. So it's like, you know, when you see, let's say, a news story, or you see a politician talking, can you see through it? Can you see what's truthful and what's not? Can you see what you're attracted to because it's something you want and it helps you retain more of what you have? You know, these are all the questions about how we give of ourselves. Generally, there's something in it for us, right? I like to be kind because it makes me feel good about myself, and because there is something in it for me, and that I like to see people feel moments of joy and feel what it is to be respected, you know, not going overboard, where we have a good energy between us. But I can easily detect when somebody's in a bad mood, somebody's not telling me the truth. Do I take that personally? No. If somebody wants to lie to me, knock yourself out, you know. But, and that's not to say somebody can't pull the wool over my eyes, because they can, and have, and I'm sure it'll happen again, because I like to give the benefit of the doubt. But usually things are insignificant to me. It just doesn't matter. Like, if somebody can lie to me and get away with it, good for them. But as long as I haven't bought into it where I have endorsed them or empowered them in some way, because silence gives permission too. So it's about using our sensory perceptions and being able to, and our not just critical thinking, but what do we feel about that? Is there a feeling we get, a nervousness, or is somebody saying something because I just like to hear it, you know? And so I always say to myself, what do I hope to achieve? Now, what do I hope to achieve by saying this? What do I hope to achieve by doing this? You know, and what's my motivation? You see? So it's when I check in with me, then that's my evolution, as well as hopefully making some things evolve around me, I hope. But I can't always be the judge of somebody else's enlightenment. Mm-hmm. However, when things become negative, violent, the list of words to describe it is long, then I know something is amiss, right? So it's that we have to be perceptive. So for me, I think as I look around, I see that spiritual disconnect. And I think right down to a fundamental level, it's my only job is to keep my sense of spirit connected, that I don't get lost in the, you know, in the stuff around me. So that's how I know that when I'm giving forward, paying forward, you know, working forward and progressing, that I'm doing it from a place of knowing who I am, that I'm not good going points. To get suckered, so to speak.
Good points. Yeah. So tonight in the chat room, we have teachers who pay it forward, as I mentioned earlier. We have a hospice nurse, Dr. Kittle, who's an instructor at our schools, has our animal rescue. Those are all ways of paying it forward in their own unique way. And there are other people in chat too, and I know you have your ways of paying it forward. I hear this all the time. So again, back to the challenge, how can you step it up a notch? Can you do something to pay it forward when you see an opportunity, and you have to seize it when you see an opportunity? Can you pay it forward in an even greater way? And it depends on the person, depends on the situation. But don't forget that there are many ways of paying it forward. A smile is paying it forward. You know, a greeting, a cheerful greeting in the morning to somebody, maybe at work, is a way of paying it forward. A smile can go a long way in helping somebody to, you know, who's having a bad day, to feel better. There's so many things, you know, and one of the greatest gifts we can give anybody is just an encouraging word. Think about that. Just an encouraging word. Because, you know, this world, there's a lot of things that can discourage us. And a lot of times we get taking ourselves too seriously, which is I'm guilty of and have to remind myself constantly not to. And we can forget. But there's a lot of good people out there who want good for this planet. And we don't want to get sideswiped about the, you know, from the people who are just the negatives, the downers. We want to remember that there's a lot of people, and most of them want good and want to do good. There's always the bad apples, as they say, but most of them are not. So as we wrap up this topic for tonight, think about ways that you can pay it forward, even in little ways, on a daily basis and in your own unique way. All right. So as Dr. Hunter just typed in the chat, if you'd like a card pulled, put your name in the chat. And if you're new to this, the card thing, let me explain what it is. We have a deck of cards. They're called Inner Oracle Self-Discovery Cards, and they reflect much of what we teach in our schools. They're just cards with a face value, if you will, a saying, a nugget, a life skill. And then there's a short paragraph of description for it. And these inner oracle cards are designed to get you thinking, and that, and they have an uncanny ability to do that. And you'll probably notice tonight as we pull a series of cards, they're going to have an interesting thread to them that often, not all the times, but often supports what we've been talking about in the preceding program. So that's what we're going to do now. So we'll go ahead and switch to that, Dr. Hunter, and pull a card for the first person.
Well, Dr. Edward, I have number 30 for you, greatness to deliver. Every human being is born with greatness to deliver. Were we not just talking about that? Greatness embodies unique self-actualization and self-completeness and does not settle for mediocrity. Greatness goes above and beyond what's common and aspires to nobility of character. Greatness is being part of the solution, not part of the problem. Remind yourself with the question, what do I need to reawaken in me in order to deliver my greatness, tongue-tied? Remember, you are valued. Delivering your greatness is making a difference in the world. See how appropriate for tonight.
Because mm-hmm. that's what, when we pay it forward, we are delivering greatness. And that is such a grand philosophy in and of itself, delivering greatness to the world.
Well, it's interesting because Fran picked number 45 for the room tonight for all of us, and that's inspiration and motivation, which comes from hope. Good card to pick, Fran. But Michael, if you're on standby there, maybe you'd like to pick a card for Fran tonight.
I am always happy to pull a card for Fran. And tonight, I pulled wild card number 3, blocks.
Good one.
I don't think we pulled this one in a little while. There is a time for movement and a time to sit still. What may seem like blocks could be an opportunity to reevaluate while allowing the universe to open new doorways. At times, we simply need to get out of our own way in order for events to unfold as they should. It can feel like free-falling when a leap of faith is required. If blocks continue, it may be a time for a new direction. Do not dismay. Blockages serve purposes. Diligence and insight are required. Remain open.
It's always an interesting card. We can all kind of heed once in a while, too. Taz, I have number 42, trust and integrity, pulled out here. Integrity means being true to oneself intuitively and sensibly. It is adherence to moral and ethical principles, soundness of moral character, honesty. A trust betrayed loses integrity, and trust without integrity is empty. Trust, along with communication, is one of the two most important relationship traits. Move forward with integrity, remaining steadfast in the greatest relationship of all, yourself. I think we have Sherry next.
And for Sherry, I pulled number 16, continuity of life. Don't ask me why, but that one's ringing the bell. Human consciousness transcends the physical body, allowing a new chapter of life to continue. Stability and peace is assured with continuity and flow of day-to-day life. There is reason to hope for a favorable outcome in the face of adversity or a difficult situation. You are a living example of the continuity of life. Cherished values will continue to live and grow. Sometimes we must allow a current chapter to close so that a new chapter can begin.
Good one. Now for Kim, I have law of control. Differences are inevitable. Diversity is desirable. The law of control says you cannot change or control others, but you can have a positive impact or influence. Control only that to which you are entitled to control. Do not give unsolicited advice. Respect that everyone has the same rights to self-creation and decisions. You can accept present circumstances as they are, lobby for change, or leave. That's always another one that we can all take heed to. So I think Ellie is next. Michael?
Oh, this is a great one. This is number one for L, perfection. Always remember that you are perfect just the way you are, a perfect work in progress, always changing and growing. Today is a reflection of past choices, and tomorrow is changeable by the choices we make today. This card may indicate that a situation is either perfect or not perfect for you. Embrace all mistakes as they are vital to your growth while striving for a better future. Reflect to see what contributes to your perfect journey and move forward gracefully.
You know, I was getting ready to pull a card for Dr. Shirley here, and three cards just stood out on their own, and sacred obligations, gratitude, and continuity of life all came out, which has been the whole evening of conversation. And I just thought it interesting to share that. Well, I have a cat on my desk trying to interrupt, so if I'm getting a little distracted, that's why. But Shirley, I did go ahead and pick another card for you, and it's a wild card, number 9. Now, take heed on this one. It's blank. Drawing this card puts you on notice to dig deep within for the answers you seek. This card is what you want it to be. It is what you need it to be. It is all that you desire it to be. Remember that the unconscious mind speaks to you in the quietest of voices, in the loudest of ways, often overlooked. The universe is always on your side. Dig deep, for your answers lay within. I love that card. It's fantastic. So, Wendy is next. Michael?
And for Wendy, I've pulled number 45, Inspiration and Motivation. Inspiration and motivation come from hope. Motivation means finding a meaningful reason to do something. Look within for inspiration leading to motivation by reflecting on your goals and the life you want to live. Drive and accomplishment may be missing from your life, or your life may revolve too heavily around it. Remain balanced, inspired, and motivated with the vigor of positive energy.
Good. All right. Do we have...
I didn't unmute my button. I think we have Dr. Angie next.
And Dr. Edward, we did him first, right? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So for Dr. Angie, empowerment, number 9. Taking your power back is literally all-powerful and absolutely priceless. It alone is the solution in principle for virtually every problematic circumstance in your life, from a bad relationship to spiritual harassment. Retaining your power means to retain your wholeness. When you're whole, you're empowered. Empower others by doing no harm and doing right. Sharing the best of yourself is encouraging and uplifting to yourself and others. Of course, it's amazing how everything is also in keeping with our subject matter tonight. So, you know, a great group of people here and some wonderful conversations of helping each other going on in the chat. And that's what this is. It's kind of a good social network, not just for us to, you know, present the program to you, but a good place for everybody to meet and get ideas from each other. And we are in complete support of that. So thanks everybody for being here and doing that. Now,
yes.
Is there any, have I missed anybody?
I don't think so. No.
Michael, do you think I've missed anyone here tonight?
I don't believe so. I was just looking through the chat to make sure, but I'm pretty sure that Dr. Angie was the last person to ask.
Okay. If we have missed anybody, please quickly put your name in, because we're going to be wrapping up the program here in a minute. So somebody, Dr. Edward, said, this is the busiest I've ever seen the chat room. That's true. That's why we're trying to weed through it, but good conversations going on.
Yeah. So, all right. So we've talked about a lot of things tonight. We focused on paying it forward in your own unique ways. And as I mentioned, even in the chat room tonight, we have teachers, we have hospice nurse, we have therapists, we have animal rescue, medical student, and all of you, even if I didn't mention your profession, all of you have opportunities to pay it forward in your own unique ways, even if it's just being encouraging to those people around you. And Dr. you mentioned Tracy, you know, she's always has a positive attitude toward things, and that's also a way of paying it forward. And so look for those things that you can do that are unique to you. We also talked about the others and the cards that we pull, greatness to deliver, and law of control and perfection, and the answers are within you, and empowerment and so forth. So hopefully you found something that is encouraging and something that you can use in your life. All right, so next week we'll be back with another topic. And I appreciate everybody's time tonight, those listening live, those listening to the archives. We appreciate you too. Thanks to Dr. Hunter, and thanks to Michael as well. Until next week, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.